Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking into a question that a lot of people ask. And that question is regards to whom paradise is forbidden for those people for whom paradise is forbidden. You know, everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to go to hell, right? And everybody kind of realizes that, you know, with our iman, with our faith in God, our faith in the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our faith in the Aimah, eventually, after, you know, going through the punishment for our sins, eventually we will enter paradise, right? But, you know, sometimes we think, have we done anything that would make paradise forbidden for us, upon us, or not? Right, so in order to answer this question, we can refer to the Quran and the Hadith. Fortunately, you know, this matter has been elucidated and mentioned in those religious texts. In the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, "Indeed, whoever ascribes partners to Allah, Allah shall forbid him entry into paradise, and his refuge shall be the fire." In this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Allah says that shirk, or ascribing partners to God, this is one of the things that makes paradise forbidden for a person. In elucidation of this, matter, and the Prophet Muhammad has also been narrated to have said that paradise is forbidden to three types of people. One who is reproachful for his gifts. Secondly, one who backbites. And third, one who imbibes alcohol. These are three people. Again, three people besides the first group, which Allah mentioned in the whole Quran, for whom paradise is forbidden. In another hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "A traitor and a deceiver will not enter paradise." It's somebody who is treacherous, goes against his word, or a person who deceives people, a kha'in, right? These people will not enter paradise. That makes five groups of people who will not enter paradise. In another final hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam alluded to a final person for whom paradise is forbidden. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Whoever assumes responsibility of taking care of a people, then deceives them, Allah forbids him entry into paradise." Right, so if somebody takes upon a responsibility for the nurturing of a group of people, right? It could be anybody. It could be, you know, a company, a business. It could be a family, his family. It could be, you know, a woman as his wife. But then he deceives these people. He tricks these people. He doesn't take care of them as he should, right? Allah forbids him entry into paradise. Right. So all together in these couple of hadiths and in this verse of the Holy Quran that we mentioned, we have six groups of people who will not enter paradise. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the groups of people for whom paradise is forbidden. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.